Because as Shimon said, you know, that if most of art comes into the world through the medium of the exhibition, it's not the way that most of architecture comes into the world. And that's not to say that most architecture comes into the world through development processes and builders building buildings out on the street either. But it may be through film. It may be the rewriting of Seaside Florida as a flawed utopia in The Truman Show, or the reimagining of Thames Mead South as a set for Clockwork Orange. Equally, it may be the magazine or the book as a medium, or it may be the video game, or as Shimon or Beatrice might talk about, maybe the blog or the web sphere. That the medium of architectural display is much more complex and much more nuanced, and I would say that that's an opportunity for a reinvestigation of the life of the creator beyond the professionalism that it's kind of dominated, because the mediums through which we operate as designers is much more open now, and the exhibition so often predicates the end point of our practice as architects being that of the building or the physical object, and it's not. You know, there are different sorts of architects in the same way there are different sorts of artists and different sorts of writers. And we need to be as dynamic as thinking about a mode of the way that these things are disseminated into the world.